At this time, I'd like to convene a public comment session. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment session during each of our board meetings. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speaker begins, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and to ask questions only if necessary. I'm sure the speaker is happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for any questions and answers as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have a great speaker lineup today, and we look forward to hearing from each of them. And I'll say to the speakers, I'm generally available after the meeting if you want to have any follow-up discussion. There is like a strict 5 minute rule, and Susan runs a clock and it'll beep, and we try to keep everybody within that. But if you feel as though your voice hasn't been heard, please just speak to me after the meeting. Our first speaker today is Natalie Cruz. Ms. Cruz?
Hi, everyone. I just want to say thank you for having us, and it's just really appreciated. Okay, my name is Natalie Cruz. I am a transfer marketing major working on my certificate of entrepreneurship. I have dreams of traveling and working towards empowering women in different countries, specifically through business. I'm an honors college member, students worker at both Latino Cultural Center and the Office of International Services, an intern with the UIC Heritage Garden, and the president of the new student organization Fearless Undocumented Alliance. And I am also an undocumented student, and I haven't left the U.S. since I was 9 months old. I transferred to the University of Illinois Chicago, the fall of 2013, marking it as one of my proudest moments in my life. You see, it took me 4 years to finally transfer from my two-year community college. I was able to finish my Associate's of Arts degree in the typical time frame, 2 years, and I graduated cum laude. Receiving several scholarships each semester made it possible for my family to afford the $1,300 tuition. And upon graduating, I applied and was accepted into the most financially feasible university we could afford at the time, Governor State University. I was hoping that I would again receive scholarships and be able to pay the remaining tuition amount. But after meeting with an advisor, I was informed that my profile was flagged. And because of my undocumented status, this disqualified me from all of the university scholarships. My mom and I left in tears, defeated, knowing that I would not be attending this university. This is the situation with most undocumented students. We do the community college route, and when it comes time to moving on to the final 2 years of our bachelor's degree, it becomes impossible to afford paying out of pocket without university scholarships, loans, or financial aid, and we remain stuck in a limbo, knowing not being able to move forward. In my case, I continued taking classes at my community college for an extra 2 years until there were no more business courses left for me to take. Fortunately, this was when the enactment of DACA happened, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, and it made it possible for me to finally be able to contribute towards my tuition by working. This also meant that I could shoot for a university that I never thought would be possible for financial reasons, and that's when I applied to UIC and I got accepted. One of the main reasons why I chose UIC was because I knew there was a strong undocumented student presence here on campus, and I needed to get more involved. I thought that I would have more access to financial resources than what my community college could provide, but I was later told by other current undocumented students that the situation had drastically changed. Invaluable scholarships and tuition waivers that were once open to us were now taken away. Our only option for scholarships now are private ones that do not require citizenship or a valid visas, which are extremely limited. Another issue comes in the form of not having a clear pathway for undocumented students to receive private scholarships. Information isn't streamlined, and students are often given different misguided information. The common application has also proven to be very confusing for undocumented students when it classifies us as international students, despite having lived here the majority of our lives and also being taxpayers. The lack of a linear process has made it unequal, where students are even denied access to job positions that are held by other undocumented students. And when we've inquired about it, an explanation was never given. This raises a list of issues that undocumented students face in trying to access all different types of funding and resources. But we can look at states such as Texas and California that have stood with their students in passing legislation allowing alternative paths for FAFSA to determine financial need, and even universities that have entire programs dedicated to their undocumented students. Solutions do exist for the present issues throughout. Some are more complicated than others and extend to political realms. But what students want from our university is to see that you, the Board of Trustees, stand with us, that all campuses establish a liaison or advisor that understands the unique needs of undocumented students, that an alternative form of FAFSA be established to determine financial need, and that scholarship pathways aren't exclusive towards undocumented students. As students that pay in full amount, out of pocket, and with private scholarships, and with our time and involvement, we have a lot invested into the U of I system. We stand together on these asks, and we hope that our Board of Trustees supports us in seeing these through. We stand together on the idea that our campuses will once again become a beacon of hope and opportunity for the undocumented student community. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Yaxel Sobrevilla.
Good morning. My name is Yaxel Nabil Sobrevilla, and I have been a student here at the University of Illinois at Chicago for the last 4 years. I'm happy to be standing here because it is indicative of the steps that UIC has taken to include student voices in discussing the concerns that we collectively have as a university. This is truly an opportunity for an honest conversation and a turning point in finding worthwhile solutions. I would like to first explain why this is such a significant step for me. When I was a sophomore, I attended a public forum to discuss the developing mosaic of diversity at UIC and the plans to ensure its success. I was excited, I listened intently to the grand schemes to make UIC an inclusive campus. Yet, when I stood up to ask how I would be included in the mosaic of diversity as an undocumented student, both my question and its answer were deleted from the meeting's transcripts. "Do not include that," they said. I was perplexed at the contradictions that I felt within the university. While I was feeling stigmatized for speaking about my status, I was also receiving tuition waivers. Tuition waivers that were primarily why I had been able to attend UIC thus far. However, 2 years ago, I found out that my status would be the sole deciding factor on whether or not I would have access to the same tuition waivers that had once made it possible for me to attend. I was hurt, I felt disposable and vulnerable. It would no longer matter what I did, nor how much I cared about my campus, that would be taken into consideration. I, along with numerous other undocumented students, became a collateral of institutional politics. Other contributions were never going to be enough, especially if we had ceased to exist in the eyes of the administration. It came to the point where I was not only feeling barred financially from attending the university, but also feeling explicitly unwelcomed on campus. The defacing of leaflets that I had hung announcing the coming out of other undocumented people within the city of Chicago, and the torn down posters from the walls of the Behavioral Science Building featuring undocumented students were glaring examples of why none of this and the silence that clung to it was correct. Too many of my friends and classmates of U of I have been forced out, fallen into overwhelming debt, and are grasping at nothing but uncertainty. The system has failed them. Yet, I am hopeful today that the type of ostracizing that we have experienced is not what we stand for as a university. I know that we have been leaders in making education accessible, and we can do more. We need to create offices that address our needs, create positions for full-time liaisons that can help us navigate the intricacies of the university, a linear process that allows students to access the scholarships that they deserve and the jobs that they are qualified for, including scholarships from the private foundation that should not be asking the status of students, because we too contribute to those funds. It is every cent that we earn that we put directly back into the institution through our tuition that should have given us that right long ago. Our money cannot be the only part that is accepted from us. The university should be supporting us as we fight for the right for more educational resources, including bills that would open the doors to state funding. We already face enough xenophobia, racism, and limitations as immigrants. Universities are places to move beyond that. We are the University of Illinois. We stand on a legacy of struggle and leadership The university had once stood at the forefront in standing with its immigrant, low-income students. There was a time when the university supported its students in passing the Illinois Dream Act and stood by them while they were in deportation proceedings and in detention. I have been many things on this campus, a researcher, a gardener, a writing tutor, a classmate, a friend, but most importantly, I was a student here. In May, I became an alumnus of the University of Illinois, graduating with summa cum laude honors. And I want to know that if I were to pick U of I to continue my education, that I will have the support of my university. And I want to ensure that when I give my dues as an alumnus, that the university is going to be accountable to its students, including students like me. I ask that you make the right choice and that you stand with us. Thank you for your time.
Our next speaker is Gerardo Salinas.
Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to be here today. My name is Gerardo Salinas. I'm an undocumented student, and I have a disability. I'm legally blind. When I was 12 years old, I lost my vision. I was born in Mexico. When I was 13 years old, I came to Chicago for the purpose of medical services. Once I was here, I decided to take the opportunity to get into the higher education. I went to a city college, Richard J. Daley College, to get an associate degree. It took me 5 years to get my associate degree. Why? Because of my immigration status. I was not able to get financial aid or any scholarships from the school. I was taking only one or two classes for semester. I had to pay from my own pocket. Finally, after 5 years, I got my associate degree. I decided to transfer here to University of Illinois in Chicago, UIC, on January 2013. I'm a junior right now. I'm working and getting my bachelor's degree in political science. My goal, my dream, is to one day to become an attorney, a lawyer. I've been here for 3 semesters. I only have 7 credit hours in 3 semesters. I'm only taking 1 class for semester. I spend about $3,000 in each class and only having 7 credit hours. Why? Because of my immigration status. I don't have access to financial aid, I don't have the financial resource, and I don't have any scholarships here from the university. I have a GPA of a 3.6. I believe that if this situation continues, with not having access for undocumented students to financial aid and scholarships, it will take me 5 or 10 years to get my bachelor's degree. I need 45 more credit hours. I really believe the Disability Resource Center here from UIC need more financial resource support. They only have 6 workers. To support about 400 students with disabilities here in UIC. I believe if they have much resources, it's gonna be a better support because the number of the workers is very low. Also believe the Disability Resource Center should have a mobility trainer, somebody who can teach blind students how to move around campus, how to go from one building to another building. I also have to thank Lares program here from University of Illinois for supporting me because with your help, I continue here with my education. Thank you to Hugo Telur. Thank you to Luis Duarte. Especially thank you to Omar Villagrana, my advisor from Lares program, because he's helping me to apply for scholarships outside of the university. Thank you for your support. I continue here. Thank you to Sarah Bo, my specialist from the Disability Resource Center, for your great support, and thank you to the Chancellor Mira for supporting us Latinos students. I really believe members I really believe, board of trustee members, that you have the power to make a change, to support undocumented students and students with disability, to have access to financial aid, to scholarship here from university. We just need opportunity to get this financial resource to become a professional. We love this country, we love this nation, and we want to support the nation with our contribution. Thank you very much for your time. Again, my name is Gerardo Salinas, a student of University of Illinois here at UIC. Thank you.
Our next speaker is Ms. Jocelyn Munguia Chavez.
Good morning. My name is Jocelyn Munguia, and this fall will hopefully be my third semester as a transfer student at UIC. I say hopefully because I'm also undocumented. I came to this country when I was 11, and I immediately started school, graduated with honors, and was among the top 10% of my high school graduating class. After high school, like many of my undocumented peers, I enrolled in a two-year community college, and just like them, it took me longer to finish. I was able to do so by working two jobs while trying to maintain a full-time status, a 3.5 GPA or more, as required by the National Honor Society of Phi Theta Kappa. You see, I have always worked at home to help my parents in school. I have been involved on campus and more recently within the community. When you're talking about being undocumented, one cannot compartmentalize issues and struggles as everything intersects. And when you're talking about me, us, and undocumented immigrants as a whole, we need to address the stress and the pressure that the lack of financial aid places on each of us, including our parents. I worry about them, as they also work tirelessly to help me pay the tuition each semester. I worry about our physical and mental health, and it is difficult to manage when we, besides financial aid, are barred from affordable health care. I, along with other undocumented students, ask that you also take into consideration the mental health of your students and see that these resources and support become available. While I understand that events have taken place in support of undocumented students at UIC, I'd like to point out that most, if not all, of these events have been created through the different centers on campus, which is why, as the University of Illinois Chicago becomes a Hispanic-serving institution, it is imperative that these resources are allocated in the centers, especially the Latino Cultural Center, the Lattice Program, the LALS departments, along with other educational departments, to ensure the adequate representation within the classrooms. And moving forward, as President Easter stated earlier, excellence begins when there's a shared commitment. And we are here because we believe and we are committed to bettering our campus. We need you to make a further commitment. We ask that you support every U of I undocumented student. And at this time, I'd like to leave with a question to everyone in this room. Will you support us, take lead, and make the necessary changes? Thank you.
Our next speaker is Ms. Erica Weir.
Good morning. My name is Erica Weir, a junior at the Urbana-Champaign campus studying sociology and environmental science, and the new president of the UIUC Beyond Coal campaign. My campaign has spoken at nearly every Board of Trustees meeting since the fall of 2011 when our campaign launched. The goal of our campaign is divestment from coal mining utilities, coal mining and utilities. However, the goal of these speeches has been recognition and engagement with the administration. At the most recent Board of Trustees meeting, we delivered our response to the university memo on divestment. In our response, we acknowledge a number of flaws with the study, including careless analysis that fails to recognize the growing body of research on divestment, a poor understanding of the history and intentions of divestment movements, and most significantly, blatantly condescending language that works to diminish the merits of our campaign and understanding of these issues. This response was cursory and failed to consult anyone in our own campaign or any resources from the national divestment movement. Last fall, our organization undertook a ballot initiative effort. We collected 4,238 student signatures in a 2-week period due to a failing student referendum process. Congressmen have collected fewer signatures to get their names on the ballot. Despite winning the vote with 86%, we have not been acknowledged in the way that the Smoke-Free Illinois campaign was acknowledged or in any really serious manner. Since we first spoke at a Board of Trustees meeting in 2011, the landscape for divestment has changed tremendously. Conversations that began in empty classrooms and dorm rooms at a handful of universities have permeated into World Bank and investment firm conference rooms, endorsed by Archbishop Desmond Tutu, President Obama, Stanford University, Pitzer College, the City of Portland, the World Council of Churches, which represents half a billion Christians, and a number of other cities, foundations, and institutions. A study out of Oxford University showed that the divestment movement is one of the fastest growing campaigns, is not showing signs of slowing down. Recently, the University of Dayton successfully divested through a process of thoughtful engagement with students. That is all we are asking for, engagement. In a movement where many of our peers are locking themselves in president's offices and employing extreme tactics, we have remained patient and respectful of the university's institutions and processes. The university has dedicated itself to sustainability and inclusivity, and now it is time to put those ideals and rhetoric into practice. I know my university has the ability to be more than just a leader in innovation and research, but also on social issues. There are many other issues that face my generation other than the coal industry, and we would hope that other engaged, organized, and concerned students would be able to interact with a more concerned administration. Hopefully, you will allow this campaign to move beyond the public comment period and serious discussions on divestment to occur. Thank you for your time.